This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 9 years ago this morning, a big storm was creeping west across the Gulf after smashing through Florida, its name Katrina. Since then, we've not had a gargantuan hurricane. If you define Sandy as a superstorm, not a hurricane, and you regard Irene in 2011 as awful but not gargantuan. Marketplace's Scott Tong has this update on where this leaves the insurance industry.
Katrina was the costliest disaster ever for insurance companies. They paid out more than $40 billion. Since then, it's been pretty calm as catastrophes go. But here's the paradox. When the sky is clear, insurance prices can fall. Here's David Bradford of the consultancy Advisen.
The insurance marketplace had gone through a pretty severe soft cycle, really for about the last 10 years.
In general, lots of surplus money and insurance coverage is chasing customers. It's a buyer's market. And don't cry too much for the insurers. They have plenty stocked away, says Greg Knappick at Wells Fargo Insurance.
They've built up sufficient reserves and can swallow large losses at this point fairly well. You just don't want to have too many of them.
And we have moved into this year's big storm season. Knappick says it would take a record $50 or $100 billion event to shake up a crowded market. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.